The chief executive of the United States Olympic Committee lost his job today. Lloyd Ward resigned after 3 months of ethics allegations, political turmoil, U.S. Senate scrutiny, and declining corporate support. NPR's Howard Berkus joins us on the line now from Salt Lake City. Howard, the Olympic Committee can't seem to get away from scandal. What was at stake here?
Well, Lloyd Ward had come in 16 months ago actually to rescue the U.S. Olympic Committee. It had already been embroiled in some political turmoil at that time. Lloyd Ward had been a fairly successful executive at Maytag, came in a charismatic leader, somebody who had terrific corporate connections, and a strong leader who was going to set things right. And it worked out well in the beginning. But there were a couple of controversies that came up. First of all, he is a member of the Augusta National Golf Club, which forbids women as members. Mm-hmm. And the Olympics is an organization that's supposed to be inclusive. And so he was thought to be hypocritical for that. But he survived that because of his other corporate skills. Then in December, allegations that he violated ethics rules by helping his brother's company seek a contract with the Pan American Games. That blew up into a huge battle, very public and nasty, between competing factions in the U.S. Olympic Committee. And in recent weeks, there have been allegations of misuse of funds and even of fraud.
Quite a list. But now he's resigned. Is that the end of the matter?
Not by a long shot. It will relieve some of the pressure and some of the scrutiny that was focused on him, but now the scrutiny turns to the organization itself and to its past practices and to some current practices. The U.S. Senate is still investigating the U.S. Olympic Committee, and there's a possibility with the allegations in recent days of fraud that the Justice Department will become interested as well. The U.S. Olympic Committee itself has a reform effort underway. It's looking at reorganization and reform, and there's a second effort, an independent one, that was prompted by the Senate Commerce Committee. They want to hear back by June 30th to see whether there will be meaningful reform.
NPR's Howard Berkus in Salt Lake City. Howard, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.